Welcome back to another episode of the Vandal Scoreboard Podcast here on a Monday after a very eventful weekend. Zach Kellogg, Chris Dermer, pre-record episode on KUI 89.3 FM, continuing the quarantine edition. This, again, our Monday, is the pro edition of our twice-a-week show. We talked everything Vandal sports with women's basketball and football on Friday. We are back now talking pro sports on Monday. Chris, how are you doing after a great weekend of sports?
Hey, you know, Colts won. I'm happy. Win's a win.
Yeah. Got it done, baby.
Got the victory.
Got it done.
Got the victory. Got the victory cap on. So
you still gonna you teased of going into a large Philip Rivers rant. You still got that on deck for today, or
you know, it's to the point now where I'm just lost for words. I just don't know what to say about this guy. You know? Like
for those of you that don't know, Chris is a huge Indianapolis Colts fan. Philip Rivers, the new quarterback over in Indy in the NFL. Just in case we didn't make that clear at the start. But anyway, lost for words.
Yeah. You know, he played okay yesterday. You know, the defense played like crap. Fall down 21-0 to the Cincinnati Bengals. I was like, what's going on? You know, Colts started to come back behind Philip Rivers. He just started slinging it and he was playing well, but the only issue, and then he threw a pick in the fourth quarter. I was like, that's the only thing though. Now it's like, you got to always expect there's going to be a Philip Rivers turnover, you know? And I'm tired of just expecting, well, when's this interception going to happen? Because sometime the quarterback's going to pick it off. And it's just, I'm just so jealous of you having Russ, you know, or just a capable quarterback. You know, I'd
kill for you guys had back to back.
I know. Yes.
So don't even complain.
I know
about
this.
That.
I know that. And that's why I grew up with two basically Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you know, as a Colts fan. Being as a Colts fan, you know, you're always expecting, hey, we'll always have a quarterback. You know, we're always great at picking up quarterbacks. Man, it's going back to that old Colts history where it was just terrible quarterback after terrible quarterback.
Yeah.
Now I don't know what's going on.
All right, we're going to do a little, you know, lightning round kind of pro day because, you know, we've been a couple weeks off of, like, you know, this show or, like, this segment because we've had a lot of pro stuff happen. First, I want to talk about the NBA. The Los Angeles Lakers are NBA champions. LeBron James,
Let's go. Fourth
finals, fourth MVP. Got to give credit to the Miami Heat. They did what they needed to do. They push it to six. I thought it was going to go seven, but looked like the Lakers were just determined in game six. And LeBron, ring number four. What do you got to say to that?
I mean, business as usual, honestly. Like, I've never seen a more dedicated LeBron out of all these years, you know? And it's just like, you can tell, like, even when he won this championship, it's not like past championships where he just, like the Cleveland one, he's like on the ground crying, you know, or jumping for joy. Yeah, he's happy. He's an NBA champion, but he's just like, I still got work to do because he knows what he's chasing, and he's chasing Mike. He wants to be like Mike. He wants to be better than Mike. He's trying to be the greatest NBA player of all time. And you know, four rings now, I think, is at four finals MVPs as well.
Yep.
He's getting there. He's getting there.
The big thing I want to talk about though was the Los Angeles Clippers. So far I have predicted
every single
thing right about what this team has done this offseason. Doc Rivers being fired. Ty Lue being moved in as a head coach. I mean,
yeah,
I gotta give myself props.
Everything that you guess I didn't think would actually happen, and now it's happening. So I'm like, wow, Zach, you're full of knowledge now. So
hey,
congrats, man.
I predicted the Heat making it to the NBA Finals too. I said Lakers Heat going to the Finals. That's my dream matchup. And guess what? That happened too.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's also because you're a Heat fan. So like, you got to say, yeah, the Heat going all the way.
But even then, I said, objectively speaking, like, I was like, the Heat, I can't see anyone stopping them right now after they beat the Bucks. I was like, after they took two games from the Bucks, I was like, I don't see anyone beating.
Oh, yeah. And also, I think we just need to give a huge congrats to Jimmy Butler. You know, he balled out as much as possible. Obviously, not in the last game. The Heat kind of, I don't know what happened.
Got
watching tired. that, watching, yeah, watching that game six was weird because, like, I started watching it and then I dozed off for I thought, like, was a minute. And then, like, the Lakers are up by 30. And I was just like, what did I miss? What happened? Like, the Heat were leading. It was strange. But, you know, it is what it is. It was a good series. I'm glad that the series got pushed to six games and it wasn't just a sweep like it was potentially looking like, or just the Lakers winning in five like they were doing for the rest of the playoffs. So now, can they do it again? Who knows? There's a lot of speculation of Chris Paul potentially a good fit, wanting to team up with his buddy LeBron. And, you know, I'm a Thunder fan. I'd love to keep Chris Paul, but truthfully, I know it's not going to happen. So, hey, go to the Lakers. Get your championship. He deserves it. Don't know how that would work exactly, but heck, I'd love to see it.
I mean, you just have another primary ball handler that you can trust that can knock down a three ball, can get the assists. And I mean, then you have Rondo in this as the backup. Yeah. I mean, I think it just kind of works out as like, all right, we're not gonna ask you to do too much. Just do what you do, like what you did last year in OKC.
But I do want to say this. One thing that was kind of scary for me though was watching. I don't know if you watched. I watched so many post-game interviews after the finals. Like, I was just like, I want to see what these guys are doing. And I watched a lot of about Anthony Davis. And I know he's not going to come up, you know, come up and say, yeah, I'm going to rejoin the Lakers. It's a whole free agency process. He's trying to get paid. But there's like a good 20, 30% part of me that thinks maybe he goes to Chicago. Like, maybe he actually won't stay with the Lakers.
I can't imagine it.
I can't imagine him just because how much of a apprentice he really is to LeBron compared to any other duo.
Yeah.
You know, I could see AD being like, what if this one year was like, you know, when LeBron was with the Heat, AD's like, okay, I know what to do to win a championship. Now let me go do it for my city. Cause you know how much he loves Chicago. And I know he's always wanted to be a Chicago Bull and sometime in his career. I really hope he doesn't go to Chicago. I want to stay with the Lakers. It's a fantastic duo. But who knows?
Again,
I wouldn't be shocked.
I don't see it because considering that they just did what they did, I can't imagine that he'd want to go back on that. Again, like you said, there's always a chance. You never know. But I can't really imagine. That would be one of the biggest moves I think I'd ever see. But again, we'll just have to wait and see what happens because we still have a few months until things get back underway in terms of the NBA.
Well, more than a few months. They're saying they might not start till at least MLK Day. So,
yeah,
who knows when we'll see basketball again. But, hey, the bubble was great.
I enjoyed it. You know what? Let's turn gears.
Some football, Zach.
Football. You know what? Well, let's just start off with this, with our last week pick'ems. You, NFL, you got it. You had my number.
I got it. Yeah, you got that Alabama pick. That was good. Stetson Bennett, I was talking all great things about Stetson Bennett, and then I actually, you know, watched him against that Alabama defense, and it just did not look good. But a tiny guy, but it makes sense. The guy was a fifth stringer, and now he's like – in charge of the third best team in all the nation playing at Alabama. That's a lot to ask from the guy.
Yeah. But I mean, you got New York and you got Tampa. I didn't think Tampa was going to do anything, but they had.
Let's talk about that Tampa game. Let's talk about that Tampa game because you were so confident in the Packers and all season long, you've been giving me so much, you know, crap about the Bucks possibly going all the way. And I was just saying, just wait, you know, just let it simmer. You know, the Bucks are like, you got to let the water boil. That's what you're trying to do. You know, before you know it, that lid's going to pop off and they're going to show why Tampa Bay is one of the best teams in the NFL. And that happened with the Packers. Yep. And, you know, it's the whole thing with the Packers. Yeah. They've looked great all season, but it's that defense, you know, it's that dang Green Bay defense that can't stop anybody. So, I'm just happy I got that right.
Yep. I mean, 38 unanswered. I mean, nothing you can really say to that. I mean, that
also didn't think Aaron Rodgers would be the issue. I did not think that would be what started it all, what started the ball rolling. Because after that first quarter, it was like, oh, wow, Zach's right. Like, this Packers team looks good. Aaron Rodgers, okay. But But then, yeah, that Bucks defense was just like, all right, we came to party.
And I mean, Green Bay had no rushing game, like and everything just went Tampa's way.
Yeah.
So
Gronk, baby, Gronk's back.
First Gronk's touchdown back in 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, overall, and like right now, we got we're gonna have two games going tonight. I mean, we got the Chiefs and the Bills, which right now looks to be a pretty good game.
Yeah, I was watching that game. It is pretty good.
Josh Allen with 44 yards passing through 2.5 quarters, so that's something for sure.
Well, Patrick Mahomes isn't playing that stellar either. It has a lot to do with the weather. It's a real rainy, kind of cold game. And yeah, the Chiefs defense is playing really well right now. But Josh Allen, what'd you say, 44 passing yards, something like that? Yeah, for the longest time, he only had 27 passing yards. And I was like, how was this game tied at halftime? But,
and I mean, hey, it's
the Bills, 13-10 man.
13-10 right now, but it's the we'll Bills. See. Okay, go so Chiefs, now look.
Go Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. All right, so now looking at this next week, or you know, kind of looking back at, you know, what about this last week? Do you think impressed you the most in terms of the NFL, or what surprised you the most? This last Sunday.
Let's see. What did the Seahawks have a bye?
No, oh, yeah, they had a bye. Them.
They Chargers, had a bye. I was gonna Saints, say
Vegas.
Gotcha. Well, I mean. Heck, this past week, what was so surprising? Oh man, that's actually a good question. You know, honestly, the Buccaneers kind of stepping up and really just shutting down that Aaron Rodgers. I know we were just talking about it, but seeing that Packer offense that's been so dominant just be totally shut down, that was shocking. What wasn't shocking though was the Steelers running all over the Browns. That seemed like that was kind of written in the sand. What's also funny is now everybody's ripping, just tearing apart the Browns, and like they're still 4-2. Like that's still a pretty good record, like especially for the Browns, you know.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
Eagles almost pulled it off against the Ravens.
Yep.
But the Ravens, they're kind of iffy to me right now, especially after that Kansas City game. It seems like they're not as dominant as they were as they have been. You know, they have to actually, but then I mean they're still winning,
yeah,
but it's like they're closer games. Like we're just so used to these past, I don't know, this past season with Lamar that it's just they're gonna blow everybody out. But yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I'll say my biggest surprise was the Niners bouncing back. I didn't think they had a shot, but they rolled. They did what they needed to do.
Yeah, I didn't think that was too much of a shocker. I mean, we forget this is a Super Bowl team from a year ago, you know. Granted, there's a lot of key pieces that they've lost on the defensive side of things, especially with Nick Bosa. Is it Nick Bosa or Joey? Nick Bosa is on the Niners. Nick Bosa being out for the year. But getting Deebo Samuel back on the offensive side of things, it seems that that Niners offense getting back to their strong running game, which honestly helps Jimmy Garoppolo. He's not a quarterback, unfortunately, that you can just rely on passing like for over 400 yards or over 40 passes. Not, you can't do that. So with that O-line and all that running game for the 49ers, you know, just keep doing what works. So Kyle Shanahan, he got back on track last night.
Yeah, I will say this is after that debacle in Miami, I was like, all right, I don't know about this team. I don't know about Jimmy G, but they answered back against a team in L.A. that is right now 4-2. I mean, honestly, it's just kind of like, all right, like I have my doubts, but again, the NFC West, in my opinion, is still the toughest division in football.
I wanted to ask you about that. I wanted to ask you about that because like, how are we, I mean, the Seahawks are playing really well. I don't like the Seahawks, but I can't deny it. They're the best team in the NFC right now. Are you worried? Like once you start getting into this division schedule, like how are they, how's it going to go? You know,
I mean, that's every
granted year you're two games ahead of the Rams now. So that's nice to have a bit of a cushion, but out of all the NFC West teams, still the Cardinals are fighting. Are they, what were the Cardinals? 3-2 going in tonight. Yeah. Going to playing the Cowboys tonight. So
they could very well be 4-2 tied for second. And we have all teams 500 or above.
So you got to really pick your poison. Like which team are you, as a Seahawks fan, kind of kind of worried about this one.
All of them. There's not all one team that I'm because I mean, I told you this at the start of the year. Like, there's not one team that I'm overlooking. There's not one team that I'm kind of like, oh no, we got this. I mean, through the rest of our schedule, like I was telling you, like, hey, like we can win all these games because we have Cardinals, Niners, Bills, Rams, Cardinals, Eagles, Giants, Jets, Washington, LA, Rams, and then Niners. It's like, all right, we can win those games. None of them are going to be easy.
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot what we've seen the last few weeks of, like, you know, our defense not really being able to do anything unless they step up big. And then Russell going to have to keep playing at this MVP type level. So,
yeah. You know, going back to your earlier question about the biggest surprise, I want to say my biggest surprise is the Tennessee Titans, and specifically that offense with Ryan Tannehill. We knew their Titans were going to be good. I just didn't think they would be this strong out the gate, you know, especially with the whole – with COVID just wrecking that team for that short bit. But they've come back and they've just looked stronger than ever. Granted, they were playing a Texans team that's not that great this year, but Ryan Tannehill these past few games are – he's putting up some numbers.
Yeah.
So, like, if Ryan Tannehill gets rolling, Derrick Henry's already doing his thing. But now with A.J. Brown back, and if they can get Corey Davis as well back, some other key guys they had off the COVID list, Titans are looking scary. And as a Colts fan in the AFC South, granted, I didn't think we want to win the division. I'm just trying to scrape by as a wild card. And right now the AFC is pretty deep when it comes to just positioning. Because you also got the Las Vegas Raiders that are playing really well. So that will be an interesting matchup going into next week, is the Raiders and the Buccaneers.
Yeah, and I mean, even going into this next week, I mean, you got Titans Steelers, two of the three undefeated teams in the league.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's the 25th. That's the game that got canceled, right?
Yeah, so that's the one that got rescheduled.
Okay,
and I mean, again, like for the Titans, they've done a lot better than I expected. I mean, that's just me being – I was like, I like the Titans. Like, they're not really, you know, they're not going to do anything. But they have purely surpassed my expectations.
Mike Vrabel is figuring it out for that squad.
Yes, sir. All right, Chris.
What pickums are we doing this week? What pickums are we doing?
Oh, no, we do those on Friday.
Friday. Yep, you're right.
Sir.
Right. Still getting adjusted to the schedule.
But, hey, I think this is a pretty good you know, pro episode looking through the week. You know, I had to do a little bit shortened one just, you know, with how crazy our schedules are. But Chris, anything else you want to hit on here before we end things?
You know, it's just nice talking about football, man.
Yes, sir. All right. This has been the Vandal Scoreboard Podcast with Zach Kellogg and Chris Dermer. You can catch both of us on social media, myself at Kellogg_Zach. That's KELLOGG_ZACK. You can catch Chris at Chris_Dermer. Dermer's all capitalized. DEREMER. Chris, you can also catch him on the YOLO cast with him and his buddies. Everything, you know, involving pop culture, video games, movies, go catch it out right there. Chris, where can they find that out?
You can find that at anchor.fm/the-YOLOcast. You can also listen to us on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Radio Public, Buzzer. I think there's one more I'm forgetting, but basically most podcast services.
There you go. All right. We'll see you all on Friday. Thank you for joining us. And remember, go Vandals.
Roll Vandals.